All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we're back with more Bear Witness, so let's get started. Waiting your turn at the top of the hill, you smile over at her again, and she leans up and kisses you. Remember, I went with the goth girl. Grim, you ready? Excuse me. I was born ready. The way clear ahead of you. The two of you take a small running start and then jump onto your sleds, racing down the hall. The hill, not the hall, there's no hall here. Racing down the hill, side by side. Athena is cackling and whooping as you fly down the hall. Hill, I don't know why. Maybe at 3 in the morning my brain is reading hall. Ah ha 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 ha. You eventually reach the bottom of the hill. You jump up and help her, their feet rather, and kiss. The two of you begin to hike back up the hill and take another run down. At the end of the second run, you see a younger girl standing with a broken sled on the ground, crying. It cracked, Mama. I can't. Shh. I'm sorry, honey. We'll have to get you a new one for next time. But we just got here. I know, baby, but if your sled is broken... Hey, you know we have an extra sled here. She's welcome to it. Oh, we couldn't. Please, Mama. Seriously, I insist. I'd be upset and she deserves to get some sledding in today. Are you sure? We can find you after. That's okay, keep it. Just as long as she gets to use it more than once this winter. She will. Thank you so much. Tell them thank you, Abigail. Thank you. The girl hugs Athena, who smiles happily. See, that's a real goth girl. Everybody has this misconception that goth girls are just like dark and evil when they're not fucking normal human beings. That's ridiculous. Like, they do good things and all that. It's crazy. I remember when I was in church, they said we would teach the scripture to the people that with the vampire fangs and stuff. Dude, the people with the vampire fangs, they're not just evil people that destroy things. Like, I'm sorry. They don't do that thing anymore, but... Like I said, those people are normal freaking people. They got their own morals and values, and we kind of lose the sight of how somebody looks, you know, for what they actually value in their life. Some people can look normal and plain as hell and have the worst values of any person you've ever seen. I know a person like that, unfortunately, and it's awful to see. That the people you think are going to be the craziest looking people are normal, and the ones that aren't, you know, that look like they're regular people, you know, they're not so regular people. They're actually very, people that you just don't want to be around, you know, people that negative things happen around, I guess you could say. People that cause drama and horrible things to happen when they don't need to happen, right? You wave at the two as they walk back up the hill, the girl chattering happily to her mom. That was really sweet of you. I'm sorry, I know I didn't pay for these, I just saw her. Athena leans up and kisses you. Of course she appreciates that. Don't be, that was perfect. So we just have the one now. Wanna take turns? Oh hell no, we're going together. You sure? That sounds risky. No guts, no glory. Now get that tight ass up the hill. Aha, sure, let's go. Two of you climb to the top hand in hand, and on your turn you sit down behind her on the sled. I don't know how much Grim can last. Don't know how much longer I can do this. I know I wanted to give you Bear Witness, but it is late. And I'm out an hour of sleep because they decided they wanted to do my lawn while I was asleep. You know, the lawn mowing, the weed eating right over there. The guy hit my... I mean, he hit the place a few times. Boom, boom. Ah, gee, thanks, mate. We're gonna have to push off. Ain't my first rodeo, cowboy. Oof, no, not you too. What, the cowboy thing? No, it just kinda came out. Oh, thank fuck. We gonna sit here all night? Shit, you're right. The two of you start pushing off with your hands until momentum and gravity take hold and you begin sliding down the hill. You notice that you immediately pick up more speed than your first couple of times down until you're flying at a speed you're no longer entirely comfortable with. Panic sets in as you're going full speed down the hill, headed directly to a jump. The two of you launch off the sled and you find yourself completely buried in snow waist up. Now they will do that. Ouch. Holy shit, that's cold. I thought I was gonna die. Is it? How about now? Like a striking snake, your hand comes out and shoves snow down the front of your jacket. Oh, fuck you. You grab a handful of snow and try to shove it down the back of her jacket as she fights you off. No! Revenge is best served cold. Oh, no, no, I submit. You submit? Yes, you win. Oh, what do I win? She smiles up at you and then leans towards you, eyes closed. You bring your lips to hers and the two of you kiss one another. You pull her tight and she whimpers into your mouth. When you finally break apart, she pants, blushing. I love you. I love you so much. Okay, let's get the fuck out of the snow. I'm freezing. Good idea. The two of you clamber out, and then help each other knock the snow off your backs and out of your clothing. The drive home is quiet, happy. You catch her smiling at you from time to time as you finally pull up to the house. You trade one more kiss before heading inside, holding hands. You ready? Ready? Oh shit, for dance practice. You forgot? It's been a busy week. Sorry, give me a few to get changed. Go right ahead. Heh, what's with you and watching me change? I like it, and I like talking to you while you do it. It feels kind of domestic. Oh, are you contemplating the future? Maybe. I just like the idea of us starting a family. All three of us? Yes, I'd love to wake up every morning next to the both of you. Speaking of a family, how'd your video calls with yours go yesterday? Pretty good. I don't see them very often, so talking with them by video is the next best thing. I bet you miss them. Oh, I do. Especially hard during the holidays. Not seeing your family. First yawn of the night. She stops, realizing you'd gone quiet. You hadn't realized until that moment that you were tearing up. I'm sorry, baby. I hadn't thought about what you're going through. That's okay. I miss him and the rest of my family that I can't see anymore. Well, at least you have Sadie here. Yeah, I really should do something with her at some point. She hugs you tighter, leans up, and kisses you. Let's go dance. It'll take your mind off things. Sounds good. I know what this is supposed to be. Heidi spins away from you, then leans forward and crooks a finger, enticing. She smiles and her voice drops to a sensual purr.
Oh, lover boy. Well, that might be a little too low, huh?
Oh, am I upgraded from cowboy now? Of course not, you can be both, but I was making a reference and you failed to catch it. You smile at her, puzzled. That's a reference to what? Dirty Dancing, of course. Have you seen it?
I had the time of my life. Never felt this way before.
No, I'm considering a straight male zoomer. Blech. Oh no, of course, considering I'm a straight male zoomer, of course I've never seen it. Oh God, that needs to change. Oh, please, no. It's got such great music, though. You slush. It's such a sexy movie. You know what? Maybe I should watch it. If you say so, I'm perfectly okay not seeing it. Poof, you don't know what you're missing. Patrick Swayze is so fucking hot in it. Yeah, that isn't gonna entice me the way you seem to think it will. And do I need to grow a mullet? Will that elevate me to Swayze status? I'm almost on mullet era myself here, so can't really talk. Ugh, no, don't do that. Your last hairstyle was bad enough. I was so happy when you got it restyled. You were into me despite my bad haircut, eh? Yes, but just barely. Barely, you fibber. Honestly, I had to think about Patrick Swayze the first time we had sex. You little shit. You charge at her and she squeals and tries to flee. Ha ha ha. You scoop her up and toss her into the air. Oh, fuck. Could Patrick have done that? Actually, in the movie, you cut her off with a kiss and she melts against you, holding her tight to you, your tongue sliding against hers. When you finally break apart, she has a dazed look on her face. You still thinking about Patrick? Uh-huh. Good answer. Come on, troublemaker. Later that night. It's getting late. You guys ready to call it a night? The girls look across you at each other and then almost simultaneously slide a leg over yours. No. Absolutely not. Oh, well. The girls lean in and you feel their lips pressing to either side of your neck as they start caressing your chest. Oh, damn. We need you to take us to your room and fuck us right now. Oh, hell yeah. You leap up and the girls fall back startled. You spin around and in a swift motion grab each one with an arm and heave them up over your shoulders. Athena lets out a surprised curse, and Heidi begins cackling like mad as you make your way down the stairs, trying not to drop either one of them. You crazy ass, you're gonna hurt yourself. Heidi continues to giggle as you climb the stairs as quickly as you can, kicking your bedroom door open and then rushing to the bed. You drop them next to each other and then leap between them as they shriek. Clothes off now. The three of you begin stripping, trading kisses and stroking skin as it is exposed. I woke up this morning and put on a colorful robe. Oh shit. Feel as good as the sun is golden. Finally, the girls push you back and you watch as they take turns sliding their mouths over your cock. Oh fuck, that's... Whoops. That was a phone. Heidi pulls the head of your cock from her mouth with a pop and looks at you sultrily, not stupidly. Fucking hot? Yes. Damn, mate. Heidi slides up the bed, rather, and begins kissing you as Athena continues sucking on your cock. I need this in me. Right now. Athena sits up and throws a leg over you, reaching down to guide your cock to her wet pussy. You groan into Heidi's mouth as Athena slides down over you and begins riding. Your little blonde girlfriend shifts her body until she can straddle your face and lowers herself to your waiting mouth. Eventually, she begins grinding down against your tongue and you hear her moaning in between kissing Athena. You realize suddenly that she's pushing down so hard that you almost can't breathe and you feel a panic setting in. Okay, calm down. She's just into it. She won't suffocate you. She pushes down harder, and you grab her ass with both hands and push up slightly, trying to create space but still wanting to lick her. Even if she does, you're strong and she's tiny. You can just toss her little ass right off. She seems to realize she's grinding a little too hard, and she lets you hold her in place as you eat her. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Somebody's about to come. Athena sits her rocking back and forth at a frenetic pace, and then you feel her clamp down on you as she comes hard. Fuck! She's breathing hard, shuddering a bit as you hold her and Heidi caresses her back. You okay, babe? Yes, I'm very okay. Just give me a moment. Heidi giggles, leans down, and kisses you before kissing Athena's neck. Okay, moment over. I need me some. Athena groans as you gently roll her over. You kiss her again before turning your attention to Heidi. The two of you move up to her, Athena sliding against her side as you spread her legs and position yourself between them. Heidi reaches down and guides you to her waiting slit, and you don't hesitate, knowing she's already soaking wet from your earlier ministration. She whimpers as you split her, but you don't hold back. You know how much she needs you just to take her, so you continue pressing inside as she rides. Athena kisses her as you start pumping inside Heidi's tiny pussy. Oh, shit! She's squeezing you now, and you realize she's there, right on the verge of coming. You lean in over the two of them, and you and Athena kiss her neck and lips as she begins a long string of orgasms. Ah! She's whimpering, nearly squeaking at this point, and it pushes you closer. Fuck, I'm close! Pull out, baby. Whoa. You thrust a few more times before pulling your cock free and leaning back. Athena ducks her head down and takes you in her mouth, stroking you and pushing you over the edge. You feel her swallowing your cum as you groan, and you lean down to kiss Heidi as she finishes you off. The three of you hold each other for a while, and eventually the chill in your room is a bit too much for your sweat-soaked bodies. Trading a few more kisses, the girls rush downstairs to take a shower, and you lay back in your bed, happy and satisfied. You're on lane 5. Thanks, man. No problem. Val heads to her lane and starts fiddling with her weapon. Hey, Val. She turns and smiles at you, gesturing next to her on the lane. In that lane, baby. You step up next to her and she kisses your cheek. So I'm still pretty nervous about this. Are you sure it's okay for me to shoot a gun without any real training? That's what this is, and you'll be fine. I'll be fine, and here, and so would Dan. Dan? She gestures to the man who held open the door for you. He lifts a hand and gives a little wave. He's the range safety officer tonight. He's also the only one who helps me maintain my weapons. Weapons, huh? You carrying a sword around now, too? She gives you a look like you just said the most incredibly stupid thing imaginable. Baby, what is this? A gun? What are guns? Okay, yeah, sorry. Just remember, these aren't toys, they aren't for playing. You can have fun firing a gun, but it is a weapon, and you should treat it as such. 100%! Gun is not a fucking play toy. Got it, sorry. It's okay, that's why you're here to learn. First things first, never aim a firearm at anything you don't plan on shooting at immediately. That's especially true of other people. Okay. And keep the muzzle pointed downrange. That means towards the targets and not towards people. Even if it's not loaded, treat it like it is. You nod as she continues. I'm going to show you how to load and unload the gun, how to make sure the chamber is clear, how to engage the safety, and generally how to use the weapon safely. Okay? You nod again as she continues to demonstrate proper firearm safety to you as you watch. She checks to make sure you are paying attention, asking questions which you answer, thankfully answer properly. She nods in satisfaction and sets the gun back down. Okay, you're going to take a couple of steps back and watch me as I fire the weapon. I just want you to see how I'm standing, how I'm holding the weapon, and know what it's going to sound like when you fire it so you aren't surprised. You shuffle back a few feet and watch as she slides the magazine into the gun and raises it to fire. The first crack of noise startles you very slightly, but it isn't as bad as you expected. After the third shot, you feel yourself getting anxious, almost dizzy. The room begins to narrow in focus, and you find that you're gasping for breath, clutching at your chest as you sink to the floor. Whoa. Cease fire! Cease fire! Lock and clear your weapon! Val does something with the gun and then sets it down, turning with a puzzled look on her face until her eyes land on you and they widen in shock. Grim, what's wrong? I can't breathe! It's okay, slow your breathing. Get it under control. Dan, I got it. I'll be right back. Next couple of minutes, Val spends comforting you, trying to calm you down. Dan returns with a bottle of water and Val as you take a few drinks. You finally feel yourself coming back from the overwhelming sense of doom that hit you. You alright? Feeling less like you're gonna have a panic attack? Yeah, I think so. Okay, just keep sitting there and relax. I don't know what happened, everything was fine, the gunshots weren't bothering me at all, and then it just hit me out of nowhere. It was the gunpowder. What? He's right, you didn't smell it right away, so when it did, it just hit me. Yeah, I think you're right, how'd you know? Dan shrugs. Seen it plenty of times before. Hell, I've been there. It's okay. Val said you've had a history with guns that wasn't pleasant. Ha, that's a fucking understatement. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't feel like it was my place to tell him everything. I appreciate it. I'm still technically, well, you know. Yes. You need more water? You okay now? I think so, yeah. I had no thanks on the water. This was fine. We'll pack up and head out now. Okay, I get it. No, it's... Baby, I'm not gonna make you go through that again. I think I'll be fine. I wasn't expecting it. Now I know what to be aware of. I'll be okay. I want to learn. You sure? Yeah. If I even see you looking a little queasy, I'll be shutting it down. Cool? Yeah, that's reasonable. All right. Next couple hours is spent with Valeria, showing you the weapons she's brought, how to handle them, and how to stand while firing them, even out of breath while taking a shot. Wow! That's what you used to take the zombies' heads off in Resident Evil. Damn Colt Magnum. You don't have another panic attack. Though you do find yourself having to take a few deep breaths after the first time you fire the revolver. Something about it, about how it sounds, really fucks with you. Yep. Oh, it's got a hell of a kick. Wow. When you're all done, Val helps you clear all the weapons and pack them up. Well, that was a lot more fun than I expected, especially after I freaked out there. I'm glad you were able to enjoy it. You still feeling okay? Yeah, I really am. Thank you, Val. Of course, baby. Now let's get these in the car and head home. Sounds good. Thanks for keeping it open for me, Dan. Anytime, Valeria. The drive home is quiet. To think back to your father, to the... Let's try this again. The drive home is quiet. You think back to your father, to the night he was shot. Your mood begins to sour a bit when you think about how he was killed, almost picturing it in your head. As if sensing something wrong, Val slips her hand in yours and you glance over at her. She smiles at you and you let her comfort you for the rest of the trip to her house. Just a few more minutes, man. Grim can't hang. It's gotten easier. Not a lot, but enough. She caresses your hair, gives a small hum of acknowledgement. I just felt so guilty about not picking up when he called and not listening to that message immediately. You know that doesn't matter, right, baby? You didn't pick up. It's okay that you didn't. Your father knew you loved him. Letting a call go to voicemail wouldn't change that. Yeah, I get it. I just wish I could have talked with him one last time. I know, baby. I'm sorry. I know I'm kind of unloading on you here. It's been... Grim, you're allowed to talk about these things to me. You should know that by now. Yeah, I do. The guilt will be your feeling will pass in time. It might not ever go away fully, but it'll get easier. You're a wonderful man, and I know your father was proud of you. You smile up at her and you take a deep breath. Sitting up, you turn towards her and take her in your arms, kissing her cheek. There's something we need to discuss. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was being... She smiles at you and lets out a sigh. Go on, I shouldn't have been flippant. So I've been seeing someone and things are getting serious. Oh. I wanted to. I have to. But take a deep breath trying to calm your nerves. It's time for us to end things. You give her a gentle smile. Gentle smile, yes. Okay, I understand. I'm sorry, I know this is... I know we've gotten close. She smiles at you and cups your cheek in one hand. It's okay, baby. I knew this day would come. I told you what would happen when it did. It doesn't make this any easier. I suppose not, but you should know I'm not angry. I expected you to find someone closer to... Well, someone younger. I don't think for a moment age mattered at all with us. I just thought, you know, this was always just temporary. Just fun. She nods, quietly looking away. You need me to drive you home now? No, I want... Can we spend one last night together? I don't mean having sex. I'd like to hold you tonight. Valeria looks back at you, smiling. She leans in and kisses you softly on the lips. Of course, baby, I'd like that. You've been dozing for some time. Slipping closer to sleep, your mind wandering over the day's events and the relationship you built with Valeria. Her breath is warm on the back of your neck, her hand around your waist as she's pressed up against you. It surprises you then when she says something in a soft voice. Are you still awake? Yeah, mostly. Okay. What's up? It's nothing, baby. Something in her voice gives you the pause, so you roll over to face her. Tell me. There's something important I want to ask you, and it's going to sound... You wait patiently for her to finish her thought, until finally giving her a gentle nudge. Sound... I want to be a mom again, and I was hoping. It takes you a moment before the light comes on and you realize what she's asking. Oh! Yes. Holy shit, Val, that's a big ask. I know. You sit up in the bed, looking down at her. She follows your lead, sitting up and draping her legs over yours. Can I have a moment to think about it? You can have as long as you need. The enormity of her request hits you, and you have to take a steadying breath, but you know your answer almost immediately. Well, that's a tough one, guys. Should we make Valeria a mother? Let me know in the comments section. For now, I'm out, and we'll see you with more Bear Witness next week.